Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion, little glimmers of hope in overwhelming times. I'm Amber Hunt. Let's dive in. This tale comes from Canada. Recently, as she regaled the Four Nations Face-Off Hockey Championship game with the national anthem, singer Chantal Kreviazuk changed the lyrics in O Canada, subtly, to zing the U.S. president. Instead of singing "In All of Us Command," Kreviazuk instead sang "That Only Us Command." Her publicist confirmed to the Associated Press that it was the singer's way of saying "nuh-uh" to Trump's repeated threats to annex Canada to become the 51st state. Kreviazuk told the AP that she made the change because she believes in democracy, adding, quote, "A sovereign nation should not have to be defending itself against tyranny and fascism," end quote. Keeping with the sports theme, a former Minnesota Vikings punter called for peaceful civil disobedience recently as he protested his city's decision to honor President Trump with an art installation inside of the Huntington Beach City Library. As reported by NBC News, after the city commission approved buying a plaque with the words "magical, alluring, galvanizing, and adventurous," get it? It spells MAGA, Chris Cluey took to the podium during the public comment section to say that MAGA is profoundly corrupt, undemocratic, and a Nazi movement.
"I will now engage in the time-honored American tradition of peaceful civil disobedience."
He said, quote, "You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that's what it is," end quote. He was arrested and briefly detained, but was already back to calling for civil disobedience within hours, telling followers on the social media platform Blue Sky, quote, "No kings, no tyrants, not ever," end quote. As a U.S. Army chorus filed in to perform at a swank White House dinner February 22nd, they sang the protest song "Do You Hear the People Sing" from the musical Les Miserables. Unsurprisingly, this sparked some confusion online as the song is a rallying cry for the people to rise up against the tyranny of the oppressive French regime. I mean, the lyrics are pretty clear. "Do you hear the people sing, lost in the valley of the night? It is the music of a people who are climbing to the light. For the wretched of the earth, there is a flame that never dies. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise." Yahoo News reports that the president is a fan of the musical, having played the song at 2016 and 2024 campaign events. This could mean the song choice wasn't the message that some on social media had hoped, as author Anna Vineski wrote on Blue Sky. Quote, "It is clear Schittler von Clownface thinks the song represents him and his followers," end quote. But others believe the song pick was a bit more pointed. Democratic Rep. James P. McGovern from Massachusetts said, quote, "They picked Les Mis, a musical about standing up to tyranny. They protested you at your own event and you were too stupid to get it," end quote. A group of protesters hung an inverted 30 by 50 foot American flag from El Capitan on Saturday, February 22nd, drawing attention to the Trump administration's cuts to the National Park Service. The inverted flag, a historical distress symbol, coincided with Yosemite's annual firefall event, attracting widespread attention from visitors and social media. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the protest was organized by frustrated Park Service workers, some of whom rappelled down the 3,000-foot rock face. The demonstration was part of a broader protest movement at national parks nationwide, including Rocky Mountain and Joshua Tree. The administration has laid off at least 1,000 Park Service employees and 3,000 from the U.S. Forest Service, which critics argue will severely impact park maintenance and visitor services. This tidbit is better heard than seen. Workers at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development were greeted recently by a video depicting President Donald Trump suckling the toes of his billionaire advisor Elon Musk. Two HUD employees told NBC News that the video was displayed for several minutes on internal television monitors at the agency's headquarters in Washington, D.C. The disturbingly realistic-looking video was apparently made with the help of artificial intelligence. Musk is depicted as having two left feet, which is a common type of error made in AI-generated content. The video included a caption superimposed over the stomach-churning image that read, quote, "Long live the real king," end quote. The prank was a moment of levity for workers at HUD, where managers have been told to expect a 50% reduction in the number of agency employees. One HUD employee said staff viewed the video as a sign of resistance that, however brief, brought some much-needed laughter and a little bit of joy to the office. And this one comes from Los Angeles. While accepting a SAG Life Achievement Award on February 23rd, Jane Fonda urged those in Hollywood and at home to gear up for a fight.
I love acting. We get to open people's minds to new ideas, take them beyond what they understand of the world, and help them laugh when things are tough, like now.
She said, quote, "A whole lot of people are going to be really hurt by what is happening, what is coming our way," end quote. She called on people not to pick up arms, but to focus on honing their empathy, explaining that actors have to find empathy in the characters they play, even when they're portraying the villain. Americans will have to do that with each other because, she said, quote, "we're going to need a big tent to resist successfully what is coming at us," end quote. The two-time Academy Award winner knows a bit about protesting. She's long been known for her political activism, including her support for the civil rights movement and indigenous rights, and her opposition to the Vietnam War. She called the current political climate our documentary moment, saying, quote, "This is it, and it's not a rehearsal. This is big-time serious, folks. So let's be brave," end quote. That's this week's Tales of the Resistance. Join us again next week for more.